It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and now it's your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS are the phone numbers you can use to get in here and play, as long as you haven't been on in the last month or so. If you do get in here to play, you will get your choice of categories, and inside those categories are the questions, and inside those questions are point values, and if you get enough of them, you win fabulous prizes, chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right you are, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville. We had some of these in here last week, and holy cow, I had a sugar high for 48 hours.
Oh, I did too. It was crazy, and I think I gained some weight. Also from Peroni's Pizza, a gift card. They have 3 locations. They have one in Florissant, one in O'Fallon at M&P, and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. And from Werenberg Theaters, we have movie passes to see London Has Fallen.
Mm-hmm. That's the new Gerard Butler action thriller.
Yes, and so, that's the only choice of movie you get this week.
Okay, so you can have one of those prizes, or if you get all the questions correct and get a clean sweep, we'll add in the bonus prize, which is
a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester. In Baldwin, Candice's offers drive-in, carry-out, or dine-in, rather, not drive-in. Dine-in, carry-out, catering, and now pizza delivery. Yeah. Go to candices.net.
They would prefer that you not drive in.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good thing.
No. Because then, you know, we got to call all sorts of guys to come and fix the wall and the windows, and we got to get new tables and chairs, and do not drive in, whatever you do.
Dine in.
All right, let's get our first contestant up here on the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Steve.
Hey, hello, Paul.
Welcome to the show.
PM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. And for getting through, you get the unique broadcast opportunity of the 5-second cheap plug opportunity where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, say hello to your friends, or use some prearranged commercial endorsement.
I would like to say my daughter just had her baby, her first baby girl. It's our second grandchild, and her name is Charlotte Veronovic, and say hello to Jennifer and Danny.
Okay. Which category would you like? Well, first I got to turn on the semi-random category computer and see what the categories are. It's going to read you off a blank screen. You can have our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Or, because we're coming up on the first day of spring this weekend, you can have the first day of offspring. Or, It Happened in March. What'll it be, Steve?
Ooh, hey, let's try I've Been Paying Attention.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Harrison Ford movie series will return for a 5th installment in 2019?
Indiana Jones.
Correct. Who did President Obama nominate for the open seat on the Supreme Court this week?
Merrill Garland?
It's Merrick Garland, but I'll give it to you for getting the right last name right. Which theme park company announced this week it will stop breeding orcas in captivity and phase them out of its shows?
That's SeaWorld.
Correct. Which former GOP candidate, once described by Donald Trump as pathological, says he didn't want to endorse Trump, but did because he was promised a role in his administration?
That's got to be Christie.
That was Ben Carson. And the final question, in what country was American college student Otto Warmbier arrested and sentenced to 15 years hard labor for taking a banner with a political slogan from his hotel? The answer I'm going to give you, because the buzzer sounded, is North Korea.
North Korea.
Yeah. Steve, you got the 1, the 2, and the 3, and unfortunately that's only 6 points, which is below our winning threshold of 8 points. And as you know on this show, when you don't win, you get punished. Here to do the punishing.
What? Less than, I guess, 6?
You got 1, 2, and 3. That's 6 points, Steve.
I got Indiana Jones, Merle Garland.
SeaWorld, and then SeaWorld. Things stopped.
Yeah, things kind of
And I would have had North Korea, but
Yeah, but time ran out on you. So here for our punishing, we're going to go to yet another celebrity who died this week. His name is Frank Sinatra Jr., who died this week at the age of 72. He was performing down in Florida, had a heart attack while he was on the road. By the way, my favorite part of this story was the Indiana TV station that, in telling people about the death of Frank Sinatra, put up a picture of Joe Piscopo playing Frank Sinatra, his father, on Saturday Night Live. That was great. But while Frank Sinatra Jr. didn't have any really big hits, you know, Frank Sr. certainly did, and Nancy Sinatra certainly had "These Boots Are Made for Walking" and a couple of other things. Frank Jr. never really had any hits. This may be the closest he came to a song that anybody ever cared about. He sang a song about Gumby.
Oh.
I'm not kidding.
I love Gumby,
and
your bendable buddy.
This is for real.
He was once a little green dab of clay. Gumby. But you should see what Gumby can do today.
Gumby! Hey!
He can walk into any book with his pony pal Pokey too. Find fun where there's none if you'd like him to.
Oh my goodness, I love this.
Yeah, that's the Gumby song by the late Frank Sinatra Jr.
Awesome.
Steve, I'm sorry about that, but I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to our second contestant today. Let me see the contestant screen there, Ian, so I can choose who's up next. And that's you, Ross. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Mr. Harvey.
Harris.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, the only thing I can say is you did a good job in Mississippi Grind.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, at least a couple times a week, somebody has seen that movie and mentions it, and I appreciate that, even though I don't get any royalties from it.
It wasn't a bad movie, so.
No, it wasn't bad at all. Ross, what would you like? We have The First Day of Offspring, It Happened in March, or our new third category, No Really, Have You Been Paying Attention?
Hello?
Yeah, which one of those categories would you like?
It happened in March.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state would you find the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant, which suffered a partial core meltdown in March 1979?
New York.
Pennsylvania. On which TV show did the Monkey Cam debut in March 1986?
David Letterman.
Correct. Which two U.S. senators' names are on the campaign finance reform bill that was passed in March 2002?
Pass.
Which two nations signed the Camp David Peace Accords in March 1979?
That would be Egypt.
Egypt is one. What's the other one?
Israel.
Israel is right. What was the name of the ship captained by Joseph Hazelwood that spilled millions of gallons of oil into the water in Alaska in March 1989?
Valdez.
Correct, the Exxon Valdez. And how about those two senators on the campaign finance reform bill from March 2002? It's called McCain-Feingold for John McCain and Russ Feingold. Let's see how you did here, Ross. You got the two, you got the four, you got the five. That looks like 11 points and a win. Congratulations.
Awesome, thank you.
Stand by. Dan will give you your choice of prizes, and I'll go to our next contestant. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Mr. Paul.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm just kind of bummed out because earlier this week it was summer, and now it seems to be winter again.
Yeah, but we're turning the corner into spring, which is why we have two categories up here for you to choose from. There are three, but you can have any one of them. Two of them are related. The first one, of course, is The First Day of Offspring. The second one, No Really, Have You Been Paying Attention? And the third category, men can be famous offspring, too.
I'll do the No Really. Have you been paying attention?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Dan. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which candidate conceded defeat and said they won't demand a recount of the close results in the Missouri Democratic primary this week?
Bernie.
Correct. In what country was Salah Abdeslam, one of the Paris terror attack suspects, captured alive today?
Guessing Turkey?
Brussels, Belgium. To the surprise of many, from what country did Vladimir Putin announce he's pulling thousands of troops this week?
Syria.
Correct. Wicked has become the third show in history to gross over $1 billion on Broadway. Name one of the other two.
Yes.
The Lion King and Phantom of the Opera. According to the World Happiness Report, released this week, the U.S. has moved up two spots to number 13. What's at the top? What is the happiest country in the world? Denmark, Australia, or Burundi?
Denmark.
It is Denmark. Burundi, by the way, is at the bottom. Dan, you got the 1, you got the 3, you got the 5. Those are all odd numbers, and they add up to 9, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. By the way, it took Wicked only 12 and a half years to get to $1 billion. The Lion King took 16 years. Phantom of the Opera took 27 years. And by the way, that's only domestic take for Wicked. It's grossed over $4 billion worldwide. And now let's meet our fourth contestant on the challenge, and that's you, another Steve. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Paul. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Go ahead and plug something.
Well, I'm hoping that the Blues can turn around this 17-goal losing streak in the past 3 games.
Pretty ugly, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right, 2 categories left. The First Day of Offspring, or Men Can Be Famous Offspring, too.
Men Can Be Famous Offspring, too.
Steve, we got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Scooby-Doo star is married to Sarah Michelle Gellar and is the son of the star of Chico and the Man?
Freddie Prinze.
Freddie Prinze Jr., okay. Who won a Golden Globe for playing Liberace on TV and is the son of the man who starred in the movie Spartacus?
Yes.
Which member of the Breakfast Club is the son of the man who played President Jeb Bartlett on TV?
Nelson?
Emilio Estevez.
Right.
Which son of the star of Sea Hunt and Airplane won an Oscar for the movie Crazy Heart?
Russell Crowe.
Jeff Bridges. Which star of Hail Caesar and Men in Black 3 is the son of the man currently married to Barbara Streisand?
Riley?
Josh Brolin. His father is James Brolin, and we're going to have the buzzer go off here, so I'll tell you it was Michael Douglas who played Liberace on TV, and Kirk Douglas, who, of course, was Spartacus. And I will remind you, with your 1 point out of this category, Steve, you chose it of your own free will.
Yes, I did.
And that means I have to punish you again. So once more, we go back to the Gumby song from the late Frank Sinatra Jr.
And if he likes, he can change into something new. Gumby, he makes toys do things.
Come on, Dan, let's all jump in here.
Gumby!
What you see is a mystery,
yeah.
But he makes it all come true.
Now here's the great line.
If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
What? If you've got a heart, Gumby is part of you.
Who wrote that song?
I don't know. Maybe Buckwheat.
Pokey did.
Buckwheat or Pokey, yeah. Steve, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You guys have a great weekend. Awesome thing.
Okay, here's our final contestant today. Hi, Scott.
Wow. Hello there.
Hi, 5 seconds to plug something?
Oh, I just can't believe it's going to snow again this weekend.
I don't believe it either. Don't believe it. Don't believe it.
Don't believe the hype.
You know what?
We can all make it not happen. Just think warm thoughts.
Well, I think if you just put Gumby in your heart, we can keep the snow away.
I don't think it's supposed to do anything accumulating, is it?
But just after we hit 80s this week.
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. All right, one category left here, Scott. It's called The First Day of Offspring. You heard the category about men. This one's about women who are offspring of other famous women. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What's the name of NBC newsman Brian Williams' daughter who stars on HBO's Girls?
Allison?
Allison Williams is right. Which star of Almost Famous and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is Goldie Hawn's daughter?
Hudson.
Kate Hudson is right. Which star of Mr. and Mrs. Smith and A Mighty Heart is John Voight's daughter?
Angelina Jolie.
Correct. Who won twice as many Oscars as her father, who she co-starred with in On Golden Pond?
Gene Fonda.
Yeah, he's got two. He's got one, she's got two. Here's your 5-pointer for the clean sweep. Which legendary actress is the mother of Good Wife regular Mamie Gummer, who appeared with her in the movie Ricky and the Flash?
Oh, boy. It's not Meryl Streep, is it?
The correct answer is Meryl Streep.
Whoa!
You know that old joke about Mamie Gummer being Dwight Eisenhower's nickname when he took his dentures out? Let's not even go there.
No.
No, why would you even bring that up? No need for that. We're celebrating a clean sweep by Scott, for goodness sake.
Yeah, way to go, Scott.
Congratulations. You're going to get that Candiji's gift certificate and your choice of the other prizes, and way to go. Have a great weekend.
All right, thank you. You too.
Thank you very much. Now, I just want to say one thing. Just because Scott mentioned that we might get some snow this weekend doesn't mean we have to go into French toast mode and get all the milk, egg, and bread off the shelves this weekend. Just take it easy. Have a nice, relaxing weekend. By the way, I'll be here Monday to do the Carney show because he's already taking a snow day. Did you know that?
He is?
Yeah, he's off on Monday.
He's already called off?
I'll be here on the 1 to 3 show on Monday. But between now and then, you can get archives of previous Harris Challenges on my website, harrisonline.com. And, of course, come back next Friday for another live edition right here on the Big 550 KTRS or worldwide via the free KTRS app.